Hello everybody, it's Barry Pearman here again from turningthepage.info, and where we want to empower your mental health through faith, hope and love. And today's episode is called Every Footprint Needs Affirmation. And if you'd like to support turningthepage.info, just come over to the website turningthepage.info/support, and you'll find out lots of different ways where you can support what we're doing and get the message out there. You know, he had knew many people actually didn't like him, and he had made commitments then broken them. His struggles were really well known, and many had tried to help him, but he had burned them out. You know, he was affirmation hungry. And there are many people out there that simply just need a hug and to be told, you're doing okay. Are you one of them? I remember someone years ago suggesting to me that supporting people with mental illnesses is like seeing people take one step forward and then two steps back. And yes, there is some truth in this, but this person had not seen the journey underneath the relapse, the little learnings along the route of struggle, and the necessity to affirm any steps taken. Can I affirm you? The word affirmation has a populist movement attached to it. Self-help gurus encourage you to have a set of affirmations that you say to yourself each day to promote new beliefs and behaviours in your life. But I have found that the very best affirmations have come from those who have listened well to the steps forward and the slipping steps back. They keep listening and offering me encouraging truth. I believe in you. We can do this together. You're not alone. You have value. To affirm is to assert that something is true. There is a solid assurance, a strengthening of position. The Bible tells the story of Abraham and Sarah and how God came to them in old age to say to them they would have a baby. Sarah laughs at this announcement. It wasn't a laugh of joy, it was a laugh of disbelief, a mocking of a gift. She had not connected into the larger story going on, and there was a dismissal of God and Abraham. Here's the passage. They said to him, Where is your wife, Sarah? And he said, there in the tent. Then one said, I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and advanced in years and age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. So she was unable to have babies. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I've grown old and my husband and old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time I'll return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, oh yes, you did laugh. Genesis 18:10-15. Sarah did not affirm the footprints of God moving toward her. If affirming is to strengthen, then to not affirm is to weaken, to deny what is good and right. Sarah laughed at both God and Abraham. What happens in you when you are laughed at? For many of us, it will be a loss of confidence in who we are and what we do. We question whether God could be that good. I remember as a child going fishing with my father at a beach called Tiarai. We would walk along the beach with rods and sacks and a sack of fishing gear, his large feet pressing into the sand and me semi-leaping from footprint to footprint. Then we would come to the rocky outcrop that jutted out from the beach. He would say to me to just follow the route he was taking. I would follow the edges and ledges above the roaring seas, and he would affirm me as I jumped from rock to rock. I would gain confidence with every word he said. When we listen well, we note the footprints. We listen for the movement of something good and we affirm it. It's like we bend down and firm the ground around their feet so they can keep moving forward. Laughing, mocking, denying, or rushing past will stifle the goodness that is there. We listen for the small millimeter movements of change, then we affirm them. What this does in the other is that it releases confidence that they are being heard, and when you feel deeply understood, then you are more likely to share another word or two. Good conversations evoke a confidence to speak. In your conversations today, listen for the footprints, those places of movement where people are taking one step forward but slipping back too. Listen for the struggle and affirm them for the effort made. A spiritual exercise for this week. Ask God for the awareness of someone that needs affirmation, that sense that they have value and importance. Listen for the words they say and ask God to help you to notice the footprints that need firming up. Here's some quotes to consider. A couple from Larry Crabb. A man's deepest terror is weightlessness, the absence of something of solid substance that others recognize and appreciate. Real encouragement occurs when words are spoken from a heart of love to another's recognized fear. This is from Ian McLaren. Be kind. Everyone you meet is carrying a heavy burden. And this is a beautiful quote from Brennan Manning. To affirm a person is to see the good in them that they cannot see in themselves, and to repeat it in spite of appearances to the contrary. Please, this is not some Pollyanna optimism that is blind to the reality of evil, but rather like a fine radar system that is tuned in to the true, the good, and the beautiful. When a person is evoked for who she is, not who she is not, the most often result will be the inner healing of her heart through the touch of affirmation. Isn't that great? Mark Twain, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. And C.S. Lewis, friendship is born at that moment when one person says to another, "What? You too? I thought I was the only one." Some questions to answer. What do you need to do to affirm someone? Number two, what is it like to be disaffirmed as Sarah did to Abraham and God? Number three, have you ever been deeply affirmed? What was it like? So that's the post for today. If you want to come and read more, come over to turningthepage.info and you'll find this post there. And if you'd like to support what we're doing here, just come over to turningthepage.info/support and you'll find a range of options. And this is just a really big shout out to those people who on Patreon give a little bit each month. It's just so wonderful to have a group of supporters that are committed to seeing this grow. And there's some really good things going to be happening in the future, including I'm writing a new book. So, and also sign up and to the email, and that'll comes out to you once a week. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks very much.